Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I've got Colin who plays Bedlam.
Hello.
Rob who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike who plays Weasel.
Hey everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie who plays Bright Force.
Hi.
Alright. Anybody want to remind our viewers where we were last time?
Well, I know we all had, after we stopped the graffiti guy, codenamed Graffiti.
Uh-huh.
He was taken, we took him in with no deaths.
No. Yes, there was. Who threw a grenade in that base, in that downstairs?
That was the game before that.
Yeah, Paul.
That was three sessions ago.
Ha! Yeah, I'm just saying there was a death. No, it's something to say. That will come up.
Yep.
Because that it has consequences. Dun, dun, dun!
He died from his fire thing.
Yeah, after being exploded by a grenade.
But, hey! Back at hand, he was taken in by Nine, and we went our separate ways. My character reunited with an old friend he hasn't actually seen yet. But he has a day to hang out and scheduled for next week. Each of us had our own little adventure on our own. Apparently, we all dreamed about our ancestors.
That was last session.
And now you're roughly up to date.
I don't think we did anything after ancestors, right? I think that was it.
Correct.
I think we did a little bit.
But it wasn't much.
Right. I know we got up the next morning.
We haven't met up yet.
Yeah. I know at least we woke up because, somebody's mom slept on the couch.
Yep.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have found that out had we not
woke up. So everyone has woken up. Mm-hmm. It is the day after the event.
We got armor.
Right.
We did get armor.
You went to go see Professor Tenzi. Everyone got a basic tactical suit, I believe.
Including CC.
Including CC.
Very cute.
A light tactical suit, that's what it's called. But yeah, so you went and got your tactical suits, and then I believe that's where we cut off, right at the end there.
Yep.
What was the handcuff hanger?
You did not have one.
I thought I did.
I told you that.
Was that my first non-cliffhanger ending?
Yep.
My game was weak. I should have thought harder on it.
Someone should have died, gosh,
and
darn
Colin
it.
And Colin got a glide suit.
Colin got a squirrel suit, a flying squirrel suit.
I can now become Squirrel Man.
Chipmunk guy.
Chipmunk dude. Or hamster guy.
CC can teleport.
CC's got a 10-foot teleport.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly at will. You've never seen her not do it. She's never seen her run out of the ability to do it. So you were all kind of left to your own devices after seeing Professor Tenzi.
My character had a small change.
Oh, yeah, we should let Rob do that first.
So between this session and last session, my character's archetype was changed. Some might say it was because of interacting with his ancestor again. So with that being said, we did actually get a level up. We did forget to mention that.
Hmm?
Yeah, part of the last episode was we leveled up.
No, you're right.
Level 4.
And I had said that I got the Dragon Mark, which I actually got a different one, which I'm re-looking up the name of.
Did you get another Dragon Mark or something else?
I got something else.
Oh.
Because I wanted the intelligence boost and to keep Hex.
This magic initiate? No.
Nope.
Fae touched. Fae touched.
Which I took Fae Touch to get me plus one intelligence, Hex once per long rest, and Misty Step once per long step. Long rest. Hex once per long rest, and Misty Step once per long rest.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
And my archetype is now a different one.
Yeah, it's going to be called the Order of the Avenging Angel. It's a reflavor of the Order of the Lycan.
All right.
All right. So you all are kind of, you've been working together as a team for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah. One other thing came up, Colin got to work with a new partner.
Right. You want to patrol somebody?
active partner.
Oh, what was her name?
I think it was like Pepper or something. It started with a P.
Peppy with you?
I have been Peppy.
Her name was
Pepper.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I remember her. She was great.
Yeah, so you guys have been working together as a like a powered team, like a cape team for a while. About 2 weeks, roughly. Which, yeah, when you've been through battles together, it means you are better. You know each other better than people who just, you know, kind of hung out for 2 weeks. But you still don't really know each other. You know?
Two people lost their vehicles. Did they get new ones?
No. Bright Force is still waiting on an insurance claim.
Dad feels bad. I want to roll.
Bright Force is still waiting on an insurance claim. What kind of insurance did Deimos have?
Good insurance. He was well off, remember?
He was well off until he wasn't. I don't remember. I don't know what considerable backing's fine, but it's assumed the characters don't have access to it.
Exactly.
So you had enough for your. I wasn't going to make you pay for your apartment, but that was about it. So you probably had enough insurance that you could get something, but not nearly as nice.
Okay.
Like a cheap all comprehensive plan, not an expensive comprehensive plan, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always ask work, but.
Or I can always ask my other job. Hey, Mr. Z, I kind of lost my car due to,
I lost my bike because we were doing our job.
You mean Mr. C?
Mr. Alano.
Oh, I thought that's Mr. A.
You said Mr. A.
Mr. Zeus.
Z. Zeus.
Yeah. It's Zeus or Mr. Alanopoulos, but, or Archie.
Yeah, we don't know him that well.
Exactly. No, you don't.
Hence why I went with Z for Zeus.
Here's a real question. How much did we get? How much was the bounty for the, what's his face? I'm
blanking on his name. It was $2,500 a piece.
How much is that in gold?
You said last time.
Divided by 20?
2,500.
125 gold?
125 gold. Okay.
You said last time that there was no bounty.
On graffiti, I'm sorry. There was none at the time. They established one after you guys caught them before they knew you caught them. But you got the value because that you'd already done it.
Yeah.
So when you looked, there wasn't one. It's 125 gold or $2,500, whichever you want to write down.
So one gold is equal to $20?
Correct. And actually, if you do the math based on the prices are of a gallon of a mug of ale and of like a thing of bread, that's what it works out to. It's actually pretty neat.
Okay.
More time. The amount.
125.
Thank you.
No.
No, please don't make
wrong answer.
I'd ask again because I didn't follow.
Silver.
Oh, I swear. 350 copper. Why?
I mean, if you want it, I'll take your share.
$3.25? No, $60.
I'll take your share.
No, thank you.
Okay.
What was that called?
350.
350. All right.
350, yes.
Okay. So, you guys. Really, at that point, after that, you don't have anywhere to go today unless you guys want to go on patrol. You guys haven't really done patrol together. You don't really have a means of doing it together unless you're going to, roam differently, in a pattern. But I'm going to leave that up to you guys. I have a couple things planned, but,
I know I just want to start gliding around the city.
Of course you do.
You gave my character the ability to, instead of walk, just fly everywhere. So as soon as I walk out of the Professor Tenzi's office, I'm just going to find the closest building I can climb that's over 100 feet tall and just start climbing.
Are you Link in Breath of the Wild?
Does he have reflection stuff so he can climb?
Do you have the thing that lets you run on walls yet?
No, that's next level. I'm just going to take 10 on that climb. and get up there.
So, I mean, you could go to, like, a nearby, like, moderately tall building and you know, you can
elevator.
There is a there's a clock tower on campus.
Yeah, I'd walk over there. Whatever is easiest. I'm just gonna start climbing and flying around. It's like, oh, okay, I can fly. Bye, guys. Call me if you need anything.
Each of you gets a text reminding you that there's an earpiece built into your phone. If you pop it out, so you can pop it in, so you can like wear it, not like not have your phone all the time to communicate.
It works.
Good. Yeah, it just pops out of the bottom, and then as you watch, it seals itself up again.
Huh. I still think that was hilarious. It absorbs part of your power. Is it ticking? My power is boom.
Yeah.
This ends poorly.
All right. So, what do you do today? Because I have events that are in motion.
Going on patrol is probably a good idea. Put these suits to the test.
Well, I think he's gone, and she's pointing up at the clock tower.
You see me climbing a building slowly.
Let's spread out.
Roll me acrobatics, DC 15.
I'm just. I think I have. Yeah, I'm taking 10 on the climb, and I have a +7.
That is not a thing in this edition.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
10, 5.
It'd be like saying I take my passive, which is a thing. You can. There's a passive for every skill. You know, you're not in danger. I'll let
you take. Yeah, I'm not in danger. I'm taking my time. I'm just like do climb my.
Take climb this building. Yeah. Yeah. So what's your passive?
+7.
So 17. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can climb it just fine.
Yeah. It's just even roll.
It's a little. It's about as tall as NIU's Holmes Tower.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as big as it is, and it's about that big around too. There's stuff inside it.
Mm-hmm. So where can I get energy cells? Because I'm gonna eat through these rather quickly. Let's see. It's 207 feet tall.
You said 217 feet tall.
207.
Okay, cool. So you can buy energy cells because you're a licensed cape, and you had to get licensed to become a cape. You can go to there are FSA like depots that mm-hmm. because you're a registered cape you can purchase them from them. Yeah. And you don't need an expensive cell to that, you just need a basic, you know, a cell.
And how I'm just gonna buy enough so I can effectively keep them running for like 3 days straight if I need to. Just let them charge up sequentially. I thought they were like 10 gold each or something.
They are.
So I can't buy multiple?
Yeah, they'll let you buy up to 5 at a time.
And how long does each cell last me?
I believe I said it was 10 minutes with a gliding.
Oh, no, you never mentioned that.
Yeah, because it's 10 more minutes worth of gliding.
5 gold each.
And they're 5 gold each, but yeah, they're...
an elemental, it gets up.
Yeah, each cell is worth 5 minutes of gliding. If you bought a more expensive cell, then it would last longer. But I don't know how long. I hadn't really determined that.
Okay.
So if you got one that was...
hour per charge. Half hour per charge. 10 minutes.
For what?
For how long the suit lasts. Wait, what does he need the energy for?
The gliders are formed of energy. Okay. So, I'm sorry. So what you do is you can store up to 5 cells in your suit. 6 cells, let's say, because that would make it an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put up to 6 in at a time. But it would burn through 1 every 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's the recharge time on them.
Okay. No, this burns them.
It burns? I thought they recharged. Oh.
They do recharge. No, you're right.
Wait, what?
No. Let's say then it can hold 3, because that makes sense.
Okay.
It only needs 2 then.
Huh?
One to burn and one one that's being used and one that's recharging. And then
he gives consistent
flight. Then that would make sense. Yeah, then you only need 2. You put one in and you put another one in.
I'd say a third one as a backup just in case.
In case you need to keep going and there's something happens to it. And I'm going to say that you can burn a cell to accelerate.
Okay.
It doubles your speed for a minute, but it burns the cell permanently.
Okay.
And that's why you can hold up to 5 cells, because some people would do that. to save her. It's a flight at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. So I can buy 5 cells. So I does it come with any cells?
It came with 1.
Okay. So I'm gonna have 6 cells. So that's 5 gold each. So
minus 25 gold
for 6 energy cells. I have to figure out how to add that in my no. There it goes.
Custom item. Okay, does anybody else need to buy anything before we move on to, like, a, you know, patrol kind of thing?
Do I need to pay for an app to have, like a police scanner on my phone?
No, you are a licensed CAPE. That is, there's like, a thing when you get licensed, they offer you an app that you, that's a police scanner, basically. Okay. And I also, like, if there's, they're requesting you, it'll ping for you.
Okay.
All right, so I think what we're going to do... Sure.
$500, so that is...
25 gold. Oh, Colin, you should buy melee gear, too.
I have a bat. I'm good.
Which does the same thing for him. But this, yeah. Did you buy forearm gear or leg gear? Probably leg.
Leg, yeah.
Because that way you can have a weapon in your...
Yeah.
I like to imagine, like, people just walking with, like, really spiky boots. And that's not what they are, but...
I mean, it makes sense.
All right, so... what I want to, I think it's a, this is a good opportunity for a skill challenge, which is something that I definitely stole from, Four Orbs podcast, which is a really good actual play with some seriously high production values. Sometimes the music's a little loud, but other than that, it's very good. Shout out to them.
Before we get going to do anything,
yeah.
I was going to offer to go on patrol with Bright Force since you don't have a vehicle right now.
I figured you guys, yeah, you guys are patrolling.
You want to go buy something, and I only got, like, 2 seats.
A seat and a half, right. Really?
Yeah. It's too small. Yeah, exactly.
And cute.
Again, she could probably carry the entire bike.
She could. She really could.
She'd throw you.
I could throw you on the bike. Probably.
Roll math, she could.
I probably could.
He's an athletics check. All right, so... what I'm going to do is have each of you roll. It's going to be a skill check for the team, and then when the team succeed, if the team succeeds, you'll all get the result.
Oh, crap. Right.
So,
what are we adding?
It's a skill check. It's a skill challenge. You remember how those work?
No.
Yes, but...
Would you want me to go over
for the purposes of those who may or may not be familiar.
All right. So, in case people are not familiar, skill challenges are a... return from one of the few good things 4th edition did, that and cantrip lasting all day. Those are the 2 good things from 4th edition that I remember. Oh, and minions. I love minions.
The little yellow guys?
Yes, and.
banana!
Minions are a form of monster that hits just as hard as a regular monster, but they only have 1 hit point. So you get the effect of feeling like Legolas in a movie. Or feeling like, you know, the unstoppable badass because you killed 25 things. They only had 5, a hit point apiece, but your character doesn't know that. So he gets to feel like a badass. And you get to feel like a badass because you killed a bunch of stuff. You know? Like, if I were going to do Hydra Goons or a Viper Goons, which I'm not because those are both copywritten.
Liberator Goons.
Bad guy goons probably have 1 hit point. They're gonna hit you as hard as anything else.
But a skill check is.
But I'm getting there. but I love minions; they're a cool thing. Skill challenge is something that the DM will usually set a DC, and the players will have to get a certain number of successes before they get a certain number of failures. There's usually penalties for every failure, but they don't fail. Until they get to the end or don't get enough successes before they get enough failures.
Oh, now I remember.
And you cannot use attacks. You can use spells. They give you advantage on the roll. I'm sorry. No. You can use spells, but they, you know. You can use spells, but then you'll use your spell attack as the die roll for them. They're not auto successes. If you use an item, it can give you advantage, but then no one else can use that item. Okay.
And no one else can use the skill if somebody else uses it.
Correct. Any other questions?
Even if it's applied in a different manner.
Exactly. And it matters because if you're, let's say you're in a party of all wizards, we're all going to use Arcana and just really good at it. No. Now, it has to make sense for how it would be useful for patrolling, but I'm going to be loose. Like, if you say I'm going to use Arcana, I'm going to say, how are you using Arcana? Well, I go to the district with all, like, the voodoo shops and shit like that. And I'd be like, okay, that's legit. You can do that. Now, you can't use that as your example. But I'm just saying that's an opportunity.
Rob.
Yep.
So I'm going to leave you guys to it. Let me know. Let's roll initiative, and we'll use that to determine the order.
What is the focus of what we're doing? Just looking for danger?
Patrolling. You're trying to find danger before it finds you. And I'm going to ask someone to keep track of initiative again.
I go last.
Yeah, you go last.
I rolled a 1 plus 2, so 3.
Okay. I get
now like it's the worst thing yet.
I got this feeling. No. You're going last.
Right? No.
I got an 11.
Yes, I could. I could literally be last.
Okay, so there's an 11 from Kana.
17.
Wow, Bright Force is first.
She's excited, apparently.
13.
Oh my gosh.
Bright Force with the -1 initiative mod goes first.
Hey.
GG, motherfuckers.
Paul's going to come over here and just like curse the dice.
I won't touch your dice. Unless you ask me to.
Oh, yeah.
What's the DC?
5.
14.
Okay.
That's a little high.
Why did I say that?
Let's say 13. Because it's assuming you got a plus 1 and your proficiency is 2. So, yes.
Never mind. It's working. I was trying to scroll up and down. And
you realize that you didn't have enough skills. Oh.
I just had to grab elsewhere.
That's weird. Okay. So, starting off with Bright Force. What skill and what are you doing? What skill are you using and how are you using it?
I think I'm going to use, because we're looking around. I almost want to do a history check and we're historically where are. Are you kidding me right now?
No. What I'm saying is, you try and use things that you're very good at.
She's good at history.
What's her plus in history?
Plus 3, but she's proficient in it.
But. Usually you had like your best.
Oh, I'm sorry. So 7. So I'm going to go punch a wall.
If you think
what's the wall asking for?
I'm sorry.
Just be very intimidating. Using your strengths.
Have intimidation, though.
No, but you can still use your strengths score to intimidate people.
No, you can't.
I know some GMs allow you to use other stats.
Yes, I do. And if it makes sense, I do. But you're not intimidating people while on patrol. I'm on patrol.
For what? There's the fact that there's nothing around, it would make sense to do history. No,
there's people, too.
Yes. What do you mean, people? You haven't said anything.
You're on a college campus. That's where Professor Tenzi's office is.
Okay, so I'm going to go punch someone, then.
She's a villain! Get her!
That's the best I can do. That's the best I can offer.
Okay, look a little lower on your
persuasion. Try using stealth.
Persuasion?
I don't know who I would persuade.
I don't either.
You can have a conversation with any of the people there. Go and see if they have seen it.
Is there anything going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Because you're
has anything bad been happening lately? I mean, besides the surge, because he's got powers now.
So opinion on the surge for the people. There's 3 camps. Maybe I should make this a section later. I'm going to write this down. I'll talk about it later. Yes.
Go ahead and roll persuasion or some.
Anything. If you want to roll history, fucking roll history. That makes sense.
No, because I was made fun of for history. No.
It does make sense.
But persuasion would work too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying is maybe he wants to roll history because he's better at it.
No.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's better than like what I got.
Okay. Plus 5.
I know.
20.
Cool.
15 plus 15 is 20.
Also, I need to set it.
15 plus 5 is 20.
Hold on. Also, I need to tell you how many successes you need because that's a thing.
That's a fair point.
You're going to need 5 successes before 3 failures.
Okay.
All right. But thank you. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
Oh my god.
You write this part of the story. I'm just.
She walks up to a person, probably like someone,
a student,
probably a student, and just asks, can you tell me any happenings going on? Not happenings. Is there any sort of suspicious behavior happening on campus, near campus, that you can think of?
You hear you talk to one of the nerdier looking students because they're less intimidating. Yeah. I guess no, she doesn't get intimidated.
No.
So no, you go up to like a football player in football in uniform. Because it's September. Are they still playing football in September?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
gearing up for this.
Yeah, they're gearing up. So you got a guy who looks like he's got, you know, like
he's got practice pads on.
He's walking around with a cute girl on his arm, and you can walk around and say, "Have you heard of anything strange going on, or any you know?"
Anything strange going on?
And he says, "I mean, there's a dealer over by the stadium. You might be able to get something out of him. I don't know anything besides that, though. I'm pretty much at practice or in my dorm or at her place."
She goes over there. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Bright. I hate it. Bright Force.
Bright Force. Okay. Bye, Bright Force. He seemed like a genuinely nice dude.
Yeah.
You rolled well. Otherwise, he was gonna be a dick.
Yeah.
All right.
Why did you tell him your name was Princess Sparkles?
No, I'm not going to tell people that my name is Princess Sparkles.
All right. Who's next on the issue? I believe it's Colin.
Damon.
Damn.
So you use perception, right?
Persuasion.
I'm going to use history.
Okay.
Because I got +6.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, it's to attract monsters.
In regards to monsters, fae, fiend, and undead, if I remember any being found in this local area, otherwise I'll just roll normal.
Just roll normal. Professor Tenzi keeps his place pretty clean of that kind of stuff.
But though her sheer presence could also create stuff to be happening there.
We'll roll that later. You did not think to roll that while talking to her. That would have been a relevant roll then.
Glad you didn't roll that one.
15.
That will make it. What do you do? What are you trying to? How are you trying to use history? Are you going to the library, looking stuff up?
Library and internet.
Okay, so you're kind of browsing through old, like pre-surge, which is almost everything's pre-surge still. Blogs about like strange happenings on campus, and you read about a particularly nasty drug dealer someone who's giving people these drugs that make them bigger and stronger, but they like lose themselves and they
talk addiction to, style of losing themselves, addiction style of losing themselves, or a different kind
like they're not themselves while using it. And people using it, like boxers use it before fights and things like that, from the competitive boxing team. The Save the Citizen team, which is a thing in this world, because Save the Citizen is my favorite thing from Sky High. Well, not my favorite thing, but it's great. The Save the Citizen team for here, you know that one of the people who was regularly the villain, or the cowl on the team, would regularly take this before a fight, before a match, because it made him so big and strong. And you know that that person is now a graduate student, and is still on campus.
Okay.
All right. Next, Colin.
Kaka. I'm going to be using perception too, as I'm flying around to see if there's any crime.
Okay.
Very interesting. And yep, that'll do it. That's a 24.
Wow. Okay. So you spanked that DC. Man, I should have said that he's the IR.
I have yet to roll. I have nothing to roll.
All right.
Apparently, your personal skill is deception, and how is that going to help you?
Figure it out if you got one. So we're going to use power.
Nobody else on stealth?
No one else has used power yet. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to let each of you use power because they're all unique powers.
I got my next one.
All right. So while you're flying around, you're enjoying your new, squirrel suit, You notice on one of the rooftops that there is a backpack that is kind of like attached to the side of one of like an air conditioning unit, but it looks like it's attached with blue steel manacles.
Ooh. But okay, I'm going to fly over and try and like get it out of the manacles.
I look this guy's name up.
Glide down.
All right.
Bedlam.
No, not that. I'm using the Google Slides, Natalie.
Is anyone around on the rooftop?
No.
Okay. So law of the cities mean if it's in the middle of no, if no one's around it, open game.
It is. I'm sorry. Correction. No, it's totally fine. It's blue steel, and it looks like it's being used to hold the backpack shut as well. When you look at it a little more closely, you see a what's a good description of that? It almost looks like the steel has like a water pattern to it.
Huh, that's weird.
You try and pick it up, and that shit is so heavy. It's at least three times as dense as steel, at least. Which Colin would know how heavy that is, but his character would have no fucking idea.
That's weird.
That's the information you're going to get. If you want to collect that backpack, you have the ability to do so.
What's in the backpack?
You can't get it open.
Shoot.
It looks like it's made out of a similar material to what your suit's made out of. Not exactly, but close.
Backpack.
The backpack itself.
Okay.
If you think about, like, nowadays they make those backpacks that you can't cut with a knife. This is the World War Super's equivalent of that. It is that's probably a $500 backpack to whoever owns it. But the thing is, they mantled it up here, like, to keep it here safe.
I'm gonna take a picture of it and send to the team. Hey, anyone know what this is? Can't open it.
Correction, not a water. It looks no, I'll leave the water. That's fine. Changed who it was for a second.
Goo.
No, it's fine.
Like Gooey-G.
No, it's blue. It's blue. We'll do that after the skill challenge. That is the third success. Next, we got Mike.
Yes.
And Weasel.
Weasel. And I said that Weasel was sticking with Bright Force because, muscle. Well, I'll stick with muscles.
I got to be muscles.
She's my bodyguard.
Seriously.
All right, so
I will beat up anyone.
She mentioned going to talk to the find this dealer. So
yeah,
I'll go and I'll use deception to pretend to be a buyer.
All right, cool. Roll that dice, and we'll talk about how it works.
Yeah. Deception and. 15.
Hey, you hit the die. You hit the DC.
Yeah.
So you go up to this dealer, and he is in alumni gear.
Actually, I probably should say this before, but yeah, it was a deactivate the suit, so I'm not.
So you look like you.
Yeah.
Do you make Bright Force wait around the corner, or do you not care if she sees who you are?
Teammate, I'm fine with that.
As long as I know you, in other games, yeah. You've been very concerned with that.
Well,
so.
It depends on the character. Weasels.
Bright Force is still considerate and will shut her eyes.
The whole time?
You're going to see me in a moment anyways.
Yeah.
Besides, click. I also have a weasel.
That's true.
is she out of costume too?
She's a weasel.
Very distinctive feature.
Yes, and Cece. Okay, cool. So,
I thought you were talking about her. Like,
no.
You know,
no, so... So
Cece,
yeah.
That's what they whole click.
Yes. So
yes, but the mic can't pick that up.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, people. Sorry.
So you click your suit. So let's click your suit up. You're like, I'm gonna go do this. And you walk around the corner, and this guy is in. You've seen like the super fan gear that you see like in before college football games, where they've got like the fucking hat, they've got the hoodie, they've got the scarf, they've got the pants, they've got shoes the right color. Like, this person looks like an Uber fan. And they have a backpack, and they have a, it's not a backpack, it's a fanny pack.
No.
But it's like a bigger than average fanny pack that he wears on his hip. And he is all decked out. And people are walking up to him, and he's handing them, like, what look like, they don't look like little baggies, but they look like little brownies. Like, brownies are roughly the size of, like, 3D20. Like, that's a pretty good size of a thin, but a little, like, if you put 3D20s, you know, side by side by side. You know? Like, you know, roughly two, you know, three. Can you not count?
Touch my dice.
Hold on, let me... There's a three.
Don't, never let Paul touch that dice.
All right, so, but yeah, and he's handing them a little burn. They're walking up, they're handing him money, and he's like, hey, enjoy the game, man. There's no game today. and then he's handing out little tiny brownies.
Right.
And not many people come up. Mostly it's people who look like they work out a lot. And
I look horribly out of place.
You hear one guy's asks for a blondie, another asks for a brookie, and another asks for a brownie. Different answers. Do you guys for the people at home who don't know what a blondie, brookie, and brownie are? I assume you know what a brownie is. So I'm not going to insult your intelligence. A brookie is a brownie cookie hybrid, and a blondie is a non-chocolate brownie. Blondies are delicious if done right. Usually it's done, either could be done with white chocolate, or it's done with just like a very fudgy cake batter.
What, a brookie?
Blondie.
Blondie?
Also, blondies are pretty common, and they're da bomb. Speaking from experience. So, you walk up to this guy and talk it out.
Hey, I heard you got some stuff.
The best baked goods in town.
Cool. Yeah. What do you recommend?
Well, for someone as physically challenged as you,
I'm looking to fix that. That's why I came here.
I'd recommend a blondie.
It's like a plan.
It says, it's got a really nice bite to it, which is a weird thing to say about a blondie unless it's got really good lemon flavor.
Yeah. Don't focus on the food part, Paul.
What monster mixes a lemon with chocolate?
Lemon and white chocolate is delicious.
And back.
And back to the story.
Yeah, he holds out his finger with two fingers to you. What do you give him money wise? If you knew what this was, this is now a knowledge. I'm gonna let you roll a history or intelligence, whichever you've got.
History is intelligence.
It's the same. Flat.
Oh.
Could I help ask people? That
you know what? I'll let you use thieves' cant. Roll with an advantage.
Aha. Is this counting as our fifth roll?
Okay. It's completely separate.
Well, there's a 13.
That's what you needed.
Awesome.
You know that he means $40.
Give him $40.
For one blondie. That's expensive, but...
I understand, and, you know, the rogue in me understands.
Yeah, and he hands you a blondie in a little, like, not tinfoil, but, like, cellophane package. And he says, hey, remember, don't eat that until after 6. Trust me.
I want Bright Force to be listening in on this conversation.
You're running the comp, so they can all hear it if they want.
Just hear me being like, what the heck is he talking about? Just heard commentary on what's happening.
All right.
Is there a superhero lab where the lab superheroes could take like stuff like that and invest
capes? Yeah. There is. Usually you would either take it to Tenzi or you'd take it to Claw. Claw runs a lab for capes to do that with. Or if you remember the FSA, you take it to them because they have their own in-house ones.
Okay, but take it to your hospital you work at. They got labs.
Yeah.
Not that kind of labs, though.
No, they do.
Even Alano Tech, I feel like, would have
one. Yeah, that's
I mean, you also work for Alano Tech, so you have access to a full fucking suite of that.
Also, you just paid $40 for one brownie, so I think that's a...
That is officially 4 successes. Y'all are kicking ass, and you haven't failed yet. So you're going to get more information. One more check, and it is Bright Force's turn. Bright Force, what you doing? And you cannot pass.
Can I do persuasion again? Am I allowed to do
it? No, you cannot. You cannot do the same thing twice.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go punch a wall then, because that's what I have.
Think of something else to use athletics for.
I dropped whatever. I don't care.
I mean, how else could you use athletics on a college campus to ingratiate yourself with people?
Race someone? Or fight someone?
Okay, I think a little more aggressive than I was.
You get the text saying, oh, does anyone know how to open this in the picture of the metal? Can you, like, rip it open?
Ooh! No, I can't.
Can you?
Let me get that open.
That's probably not sealed, but you're getting the impression. That's something tougher.
Right.
I could probably get it open.
I'm gonna go do the, the rock climbing club.
Cool. They actually have like a building full of like the non-standardized sports that's bigger than the football stadium. It's massive and indoor.
Okay.
If you live anywhere near here, you've been coming here for years to do these things because it's one, it's the cheapest, mm-hmm. and two, it's the best designed.
Wasn't you can. She kicked out of here?
No, she kicked out of RSCA.
This is
RSCU, which is not actually affiliated directly.
I punched Monica Lewinsky in the tits.
And that's staying in.
Yes.
That's a different school, though.
Correct. So she'll do...
No, Monica Gentile.
Monica Gentile. Whatever. But she does that. I don't even know what else I would do with that, but...
That would be cool. And you just show off, and then people would chat with you because you're talented.
I love showing off. Okay.
Before you do so, you can get yourself advantage.
How?
By compelling duel.
Oh, what?
No. Heroism.
She doesn't give you advantage on strength checks.
No, but it gives her the, cannot be affected by frightened?
Yeah.
Immune to being frightened, and so she shows off being brave while she's doing this.
I don't hate that. If you wanted to do that, you could, but it would burn a spell slot for the day. Heroism's a spell.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so you use your first level spell slot, and then you're going to roll with advantage, yep.
So, thank God, because that gave me a 3. This is 12 plus 7.
19's going to do it. So, you want me to describe the scene, or do you want to describe the scene?
So, she walks into the rock climbing area, and she walks...
20 kids in there, or 20 college students.
She walks up to the calendar... And then slaps down a 20. And then says, give me the rock climbing gear. And they go, are you even a student? She goes, it doesn't matter. I'm going to show off. And they're like, okay.
Hold on. Are you as yourself or are you as Bright Force?
Bright Force.
Then you don't need that.
Then you don't pay.
Okay, so then I take back my $20 bill and I put it in my pocket.
Or never happened in the first place.
Leave it as a tip.
Yes, I give
it. Leave it as a wager. Beat my time.
I take away the $20 bill and I put it away. And then I say, I want your equipment. And they're like, okay. And then they give it to her. And she walks over. And there's a bunch of dudes that are getting ready to rock climb.
Let me describe the dudes.
Wait. They appear to be like jockey, like fraternity dudes. Fraternity bros that are there.
That is not people who rock climb.
Wait. They want it. They're doing their like weekend thing or their weekday thing where they just want to go rock climb, and then so Luna walks past them and they just start laughing. They're like, "Oh, she's doing it by herself." And then
You're also in cape clothes. They know you're a cape.
Yeah, and then they say she goes, "Watch me," and then she gets all ready and then she climbs and it's like, That one, like, no, it's not that one spy movie. she starts rock climbing and she does that thing where she can like jump and like miss a couple rocks and then grabs on and then keeps going, and her time is displayed overhead as like the best new time of the week. That's it.
and you get some slow claps, like, great, the cape outshone us.
She drops down and lands, and then looks at them.
Taking just full stares, fall damage.
Stares.
He just stares. Stares.
Just stares at them. No, she has the rock climbing. She has a rope, so she just rappelled down.
Rappels?
Yeah. Rappelled down.
Rappel?
Yeah.
Head rappels.
First? No, not head first. Okay.
Oh, yeah, so they're like, man, and you hear one of the guys say, like, you know we should have brought this stuff with. We could beat her then. You know we should have brought it with. Yeah, but it's so expensive. Well, I didn't tell you to use a blondie. Brownie would do it.
Instinct was just to go over there and be like, tell me everything you know.
But that's what you're going to get.
Okay.
That's what you're going to get. And so it looks, it sounds like they're different, like, tiers of, like, a bit of power.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I assume.
Looks like the brownie's the weakest, the brookie's the middle, and the blondie is the top of the line.
Ooh, you got the top of the line. You got the blondie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys have succeeded your skill challenge.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun,
dun. 5 for 5.
And you got it's a perfect victory.
Thank God.
All right.
I had 2 more skills at +6 I can use.
I am aware.
Arcana and tech I was going to use next.
Both good. So you guys reconvene, and Bedlam has this backpack that is locked down like Fort Knox as far as he's concerned. Bedlam, aren't you proficient in picking locks?
No.
Thieves' tools?
No. Sleight of hand only.
Yeah, I thought you had the urchin background.
Wait, I didn't think that.
You proficiency.
Oh yeah, I am proficient in thieves' tools.
I thought better than you are.
Yeah.
Plus, so yeah, what's your dex?
Yeah, he has the tools.
Plus 5. Colin, would you have purchased a set of thieves' tools, a set of a lockpicking kit? Because not you're yet. Very good at using them.
Not yet. I mean, I should. I really should. But I wouldn't have thought of buying it yet.
You should write that down. But you know, you have a friend who has some, so maybe he'll try.
Do we need that?
Can I borrow those for a second?
Get your own. These are mine. I've had them for years.
Sounds my first level.
Wait, what? But so I should describe what you guys see. So you guys reconvene at like a little. Yeah, there's a little known restaurant. It's known for its food is super good, but it's so hard to find that unless you've been a local or been going to school here for 4 or 5 years, it doesn't even like pit blip on your radar because it doesn't look like a restaurant. It looks like a spot in a mini mall. But everyone who does know about it knows you go in, you walk past like, you know, some chairs that no one ever sits in, you go to the comfy chairs in the back that and they bring you your food like always. And there's actually it is a known FSA safe house if you register with them that there is a spot in back for secure meetings that are only open to capes.
Interesting. Which is how I know about it.
Exactly. Your grandfather says, hey, if you ever need somewhere good to eat and the DOD briefing, this is a great place.
Question. Is it run by Jules?
No.
Or Redox?
It's not.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to come up. I want them to be part of this world.
Oh, okay.
I've decided they're going to be in here. I got to find a good spot to dump them.
Remind me.
If you have a good idea, message me.
Okay.
So, I'll explain later. Or not.
You've met them once.
Yep.
Or twice. I have. Okay. This is a. This is a no. For them, I don't mind. This is a cool thing about my world. So in this little restaurant, we talked about how, you know, FSA runs it and El Combustion told Rico about it. And they asked, is this run by Redox? Is it run by Jules? No, it's not. Those are recurring characters in every campaign I've ever run. They run a bar called the Sleeping Dragon Inn. This is not it, but it does exist somewhere and exists everywhere at the same time. So. It wibbly wobbly timey wimey kind of shit. It really. But no, they exist.
You are old characters.
You very well could. Like that's a
oh geez.
Dimension you shifting's a thing.
Shay, that's gonna be fun.
No, not Shay. Not Shay.
But they are dimensional.
I have to hard pass on Shay because he's too powerful now.
Before he got all the power.
No.
I still
no. So moving on. So you guys go to this. You guys go back here. Do you ask to use the cape room? Do you guys go in as capes or go in as civilians?
Capes.
All right. Capes. So they offer you the back room. They're like they look at you. They ask for one license among the four of you. One of you provides your license, and you just go and they're like, "Yep, looks good," and they just let you in the back. There's a
We'll provide CC's license.
Yes. She pulls
out the little fake one.
It's real.
She pulls out her little like fur pouch right here. She goes, and you can't see the cute motion I did, but it like pulled it out of her chest, like little hands, like and out. And yeah, that's adorable. So you can go in. There's a painting in back that you kind of like got to step up to get through, but it's a massive painting of the central clock tower. In the back room, and it's got love this school and stuff like that on it. But it's obviously it's a painting. You pull it aside, and inside there's a as well loved set of couches in there, along with a nice table that goes up so you can actually sit at it while you eat. And it's like there's a little tablet on the thing for ordering.
Cool.
Their burgers and fries are what they're known for. They're good at other stuff, but the burgers and fries are why you're here.
Done.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, everyone orders. Colin, what's your character order?
I don't order anything. I have my own food.
That's rude as hell to eat in a restaurant.
I'll have final order a burger and fries. As I look at the disapproving stare at the.
Yeah. It's I'm not gonna make you pay for the burger. I'm just saying this is a
we'll get the burger and fries.
No, I'm saying like you don't have to pay. You're in the cape entrance. You don't for a standard meal. You don't pay. there are perks. And you go inside and you have a backpack. It is very, very heavy. It's probably every bit of 100 pounds.
I don't think I can carry that, then.
You can. What's your strength? Like 8?
Mm-hmm. 8.
You max out
of carrying. What is it?
You max out at 120 pounds. You can't lift it.
Luna has to carry it.
You hand it to Luna and have Luna carry it for you.
I texted her on that rooftop, "Hey, can you come up here? I'll get the door for you. Just take the elevator up."
You can get it down. You can drag it that far.
You can drop off the edge of the room and drop it.
Yeah. Well, no, because you can drag double your max load. But yeah, so you eventually do get it there, and Luna just walks it out like it's nothing.
Just on her shoulder, like, "Come on, guys."
And it looks like a regular backpack to her.
Yeah.
And you make it. You go in. You order your food. The food shows up stupid fast, and the fries are hand cut, and they're all very, very good. And you have a backpack in front of you. It's very heavy. It's very well defended. What are you going to do?
Any arcane marks I could see on it? Like that?
You see, roll investigation.
So here's the real question before we walk. Is it a good idea to bring an unnamed backpack I found into a roof, on a roof to a secret, secure hideout for capes?
I'm assuming not.
You know, it's shielded pretty well.
Okay. So, I mean, just like tracing, though. Like, if there's like a GPS signal in it. They can figure out where we're going. Just
roll tech. Even figure that out.
Oh, roll tech. 19 plus 6 is 25.
Yeah. It looks like the material that's made out of would not let a GPS signal out.
Okay.
So.
But we still set it up for after we open it.
Correct. Well, you're in the room as long as the room's sealed. It's shielded as well.
Before we continue, in canon, the backpack is in front of Luna. The moment she sees that, she's like, "Do I like rip it open? Do I punch it open?" And everyone's like, No.
Yeah, go ahead, try and punch it open. I'd like to see that.
She tries. Oh. No matter what I roll, nothing.
Yeah, you damage yourself.
First roll after Paul touches my dice.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
I hold no superstition about that. Advantage?
On what?
Yeah.
An investigation? No. I will.
hand me that number too. It's a 3 plus 4 for 7.
For investigation?
Yeah.
You cannot seem to. There's nothing untoward about it.
because I am not proficient in it yet.
Wah-wah-wah.
Next level I will be.
Really?
Yeah. All intelligence skills. Get proficiency than anyone I already had before then is expertise.
Nice. And arcana my ass off.
Yeah, I'm already at plus 6 before getting double proficient.
79? No, it'd be 10.
Yep.
Three doubled plus 4.
Plus 2 to end. I'll have
11.
Yeah.
Alright,
no arcane marks on it. Go right ahead. Do your thing.
You can also roll tech.
I did already. I got the 25.
That was for something different.
17 plus 6 for 23.
It looks like there's something in the lock. There's there are 3 separate locks on this thing.
Wow, this thing is...
In different. Each pocket is locked separately.
Okay. By the way, Mike, I just have a neat spell idea for you.
Yeah.
Knock.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, it's a sorcerer spell.
It's not?
I don't think so.
Can we flavor it?
Mm-hmm.
No, but knock should be on the fucking sorcerer. Isn't knock on the sorcerer list?
I am uncertain. But we can find out later. For now, thieves' tools.
No, it's on the list. Resources.
All right, we're gonna try and get it open.
All right, I'm listening.
So
thieves' tools.
Yep. That's a 16 on the first roll.
Plus 16 total.
Yeah.
Okay. The lock does not click open. You also do not feel. You do feel a.
Does he get?
You didn't feel that high anymore. You're good. Okay.
Does he get advantage because I'm telling him about the tech roll I had?
You do see that there looks like there's some kind of plate in there that when you touch it, it's going to do something to you. You did not manage to nick it with a failed roll.
That, yeah. I mean, I got another solution. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Yeah, but how contained can you do that? I'd let you roll a power check if you try and blow it off, but you also don't know who this belongs to. You haven't looked to see who this belongs to either.
Is there any tag?
I've already done the investigation on it. I would have really looked if there was anything obvious.
A little nameplate.
Roll a superhero knowledge, so history. I'm sorry, roll a super knowledge, because it could be Cowl too.
So history?
Yes, history.
11 plus 6 for 17.
That,
could we all roll?
Yeah, you can all roll.
5.
Plus?
Yes.
17 total, so 14 plus 3 is 17.
What do you got, Bedlam?
I got a 2.
Wow, somebody did worse than me.
It's a backpack!
I mean, I have a plus 0 to history, so...
when you look a little closer, you see that it is blue laced with lines of pink. The threading. You know that probably belongs to Dynamo. It's a female cape. Dynamo. She is like the idol of young girls everywhere because she's not. She is.
It would make sense for her to find out though.
You were like, Dynamo. Oh my god. Yeah. She is. She's obviously young. She's been only been a cape for 2 years. And her she has a pink and blue suit, primarily pink with blue accents. Her bag is the opposite. And she is a brawler. She wades into fights with her fists, and she is
so probably somebody that my grandpa would work well with.
Very. You've actually seen them train together once or twice. Like she came back to the old training room. So yeah, you look at it again. You're like, oh, it's fucking Dynamos.
this ends poorly. Put this back.
If you want,
this back.
If you want, you can always call the FSA and ask them to get you in contact with her. That is something you can do. They may not agree, but you can try.
You also don't tell her that you tried to break into it.
I'm not telling her shit.
Yeah, it was just out in the open. I just stumbled across it. Do 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 do. Didn't take it to a secure location at all.
Who found this? We all pointing to Bedlam.
Okay, so we blame Damon. He raised his hand.
Yeah, we'll blame him.
Blame Damon. Got it.
Yep.
Blame it on Damon. Got it. All right.
We're putting this back.
Yes.
So, we're calling the FSA.
Yeah, we're calling them.
All right.
All right, so who's going to call?
Or do you think I should, because I have a better persuasion?
What's your persuasion?
My persuasion is plus 5.
So is mine. And I don't have any bonus to it.
You should
get proficient in that somehow.
You should.
You should take skilled.
Yeah, I have other things I need to put points.
You should take first. Skilled expert.
Skilled expert's solid. Plus 1 to a stat, plus you get a skill, and you get expertise in a skill.
And they don't have to be in the same skill.
Yep.
Okay.
Which you could take it in power. I'd let you take expertise in power. Which for you, you're like, that would save my life.
Yeah.
Less useful for Luna.
Hmm.
All right. So, persuasion. So we're calling the FSA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was her name? Oh, I can make up a new one. You know the correct number to call, not the number that's on the phone, but you've got the I gotta call and figure out where my grandfather is number.
Yeah.
It's only called where's grandpa question mark.
Where is he now?
I've got
two of those numbers. One of them is the FSA, the other is the geological survey.
Oh my god.
Checking for the seismic check.
Where in the world is El Combustion?
All right.
That's the ringtone for it.
So you call. It rings once, and then it gets picked up, and it says, Janine.
Hi, Janine. This is Weasel, El Combustion's grandson.
How are you doing, Weasel? I hear you got your license.
Yes, I did. I'm not calling for the usual thing. You know,
oh, I already pulled it up.
Yeah, no. My companions and I were out on patrol, and we found a bag that belongs to Dynamo. It may have been moved from the location she left. We'd like to get in touch with her so we can return it.
Okay, let me see if she's on. If she is available, and you hear rapid you hear the soft thud of fingers on a holographic keyboard. And about 10 seconds later, it says, I've sent her a message. Give it just a minute. Would you like to know where your grandfather is? I have that information already.
Sure.
Is her grandfather Lojacked?
He's in the quarry.
He's in the quarry, okay.
Does he get lost often?
No.
No.
He just gets around.
Oh.
Dude can leap over the river.
When a guy can leap 3 miles on a good leap, a mile and a half on a casual leap, tracking him down is not the easiest thing in the world.
Fair.
He hurls himself literally like the Hulk. He like throws his body at the ground and then boosts it, and then he just hope he doesn't land on anything pointy. He's made that mistake before.
Does he have actual booms or no?
Hmm?
Yeah, he does have.
He's got the boom power set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he can just readjust his flight trajectory.
He does.
And then he never has to worry about it.
Never again.
But what if he runs out for the day? Oh shit!
You always keep an emergency boom.
You do,
especially when you jump.
So she says, yeah, he's been there for it looks like an hour and a half. The geological survey people called us asking what the fuck was going on. We let them know. Yeah. And at that point, she's like, Dynamo says she will. What location would you like to meet? She's in your vicinity.
We're at
name the place. You get to name it. I avoided naming it so you would have to name it.
Damn it.
The Burger Breakers.
Cape Burger.
Welcome to Cape Burger, home of the fancy Cape Burger.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Cape Burger. Burger Cape. Every single burger has a cape on it. That's adorable.
Which would you like it to be? You're naming it.
Oh my god!
I like Cape Burger.
It's okay.
Cape is good.
Oh no!
It sounds too much like.
Yes.
Yes.
The location down the road. All right.
No, but in canon, the burgers are presented and they have a little cape on it.
Cape of made of lettuce.
And yes. Something interesting. You know that there are more of these. All of them are FSA headquarters. All of them are FSA safe houses. Not necessarily like places where you could stay for a long time, but you can always go and find somewhere safe to be for an hour or two. Let's see. You know, some of them have a bigger location underground. This one does not. That, you know, at least.
We just haven't had need of it yet.
You haven't found one. So, about, I want to say 5-10 minutes later, Dynamo arrives and she comes into the painting and, you know, closes the door, but closes it behind her. You know, and you hear the secured lock come in and she says, "Well, why did you take my bag? I locked it to the air conditioning unit."
Point to Bedlam.
Wait, what?
You know I can't even pick this thing up.
Can I have your autograph?
We'll talk. Why did you take my bag?
I mean, why is it on the middle of a roof? In the middle of nowhere?
I'm one of two people I know who can get up there on the regular.
I look at my...
It weighs over 100 pounds. Most people just leave that shit alone.
I mean, it's easy to get it down.
We don't care about civilians, bro.
I'm pretty strong. I was able to carry it. I didn't
let it hit the ground.
I caught it. I mean, she did.
I have nothing to do with this. I just happen to know who to call.
I appreciate you letting me know my bag's here. She looks at it. She's like, "It doesn't look right, though."
How was Bedlam? Maybe you should say what it was covered in.
Wait, I thought it was made out of this stuff.
Okay, no, it's made out of like some heavy duty metal, heavy duty, they make cloth now that has metal woven into it to make it stronger. It's made out of that stuff, and then it's also got these big blue chains on it. But the thing is, when you got there, it wasn't locked to the air conditioning unit. It was just sitting next to it.
Oh, yeah, it was just sitting there.
Well, that's weird. Let me check the charge on the traps. And she like runs. She pulls out a gauntlet, and then a key actually slides out of like the gauntlet in her hand, and she puts it in. She says, "Well, this trap is depleted by 30%. Someone failed it 3 times. I didn't even check the other ones yet. 4 failures here, 1 here. Did a better job. Someone's really hurt who got into this."
I don't know.
Don't look at me.
I don't know.
Well, how about this? I'll deactivate the traps and we'll all look inside it because they obviously got in.
Okay. Weasel will take like 2 steps back.
Yep, we all take 2 steps back.
So I'm just hammering the traps and she goes and she puts the key in and turns it with her gauntlet. You know? But you know. And all the chains fall off, and as they fall off they actually go to form the strap, additional straps for the backpack that they actually end up folding flat and then becoming one with the back of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, she says, "Gotta love Clawtec."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their new model. They say it's basically indestructible. It did not take a blast from Slapshot, but I had to get a new one, but I didn't really expect it to take a shot from him when it got a bad day. Excellent though. She says, "And it'll unzip now. Who wants to unzip it? Me."
Mm-hmm. It's your bag.
Yeah.
She unzips it, and she's
meanwhile, like, "Weasel's like pointing at her." And Bright Force, she'll do it. She's the tough one.
Oh, so you want an autograph? My bat, my stuff should be in here. I should be able to get a piece of. Do you have something you want me to sign with?
She pulls out her wallet and there's a trading card of her and she just hands it and she's like, "I'll open your bag now."
And she a Sharpie pops out of like one of the slots in her gauntlet. She goes, "Dynamo 2?
No, 2. And she like whispers in her ear, "Luna."
Luna. I assume this is your team. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay. She puts it back in her wallet.
Yeah, and you have assigned a dynamo card.
And a
Sharpie.
I open the bag. I would hand her back.
She pops the Sharpie back into her gauntlet. She opens it up. She says, "Oh shit."
No, wait, I thought
my civvies are missing? Well, that's not good. My wallet was in there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's gotta be them.
Who?
Cool.
Oh, it's these dealers. They've been giving out brownies and making people monsters.
Ah!
Oh!
So you're familiar with this.
So? Stuff.
His actual name is, because I knew him from my history role I made.
Huh?
From my history role I made, was an alumni.
No, that's...
A dealer.
You just got a dealer. No, you didn't get, who he was.
Okay.
That was just to get it so that you get all the pieces of the puzzle. Damn it. It's this guy. He fakes like he's an alumni before a sporting event, even though there is no sporting event right now.
We met him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You've met him. Tell me you didn't give him any money.
I had to so I could get some of this stuff so we could find out what's going on.
Okay, well, I don't know exactly what's happening when they do it, but when they do it, they get a lot bigger and a lot meaner.
Yes, and you said to wait till after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, sunlight hurts them when they're like that.
Ooh.
It's a good. Some of the linebackers use it for night games. They claim it's just them being powered.
Sounds like undead?
No. It would count as monsters. Actually, technically, they're considered giants, which is not on your list.
Your thought is a monstrosity, which you added to my list.
I did, but in this case, it would be giant, not monstrosity. I'm sorry. Let me check this one. No, giant. Yeah, all giants. So, you know what? I think she says, you know what we're gonna have to do, right? I mean, my wallet is in a locked case. It's tougher than this bag. But anything that can be broken into, given enough time, we have to find it. She actually taps the. She says, "At this point, you're gonna find who I am anyway." And she taps the back, the nape of her neck, and her suit powers down until until it comes into like a pair of they look like scrunchie bracelets on her wrists, like the '80s '80s or '70s fad. Like from workout bracelets,
they're fat again.
Are they again?
Yes.
Cool. Then I was accidentally trendy. she says, "You can call me Becky, but they can't find out who I am." And Becky is a, she's about 5 foot nothing, and is just built like she could. She's built a lot like Bright Force. If I were to stat her out, she'd be very similar stat wise, at least, to Bright Force.
She's now just like.
You know that she says you guys would know her name from looking at her picture. Roll health history, everybody.
15.
18. 12 plus 6 is 18.
Colin.
9.
There's the shit roll from somebody. You don't know anything about him. Anyone who broke 15 knows that she is a that this is Becky Picton, PICTON. She is a sophomore in college here, and she is the number one pole vaulter and shot put.
Number two shot put.
She isn't in college yet. But yeah, you know, she's just big and she's tiny but mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Just. And her powers are that she can absorb kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she powers her suit with it.
Okay.
That she designed herself.
All right. So instead of charisma based, intelligence based.
She's very smart. She's effectively a an armor artificer,
mm-hmm.
but with 20 strength.
Yeah.
So she says, can you help me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we already got a lead, assuming he's still there.
Nah, he's only there until 3 o'clock, and then he leaves each day. But the thing is, every time I try and catch him there, or I have no proof.
I have a bag that I bought from him.
Did you record it on camera?
Recording?
No.
Then it doesn't help.
Well, hearsay from a soup should have some weight.
It does, but the problem is, I've seen his bag is that fanny pack of his isn't normal. I caught him one time and tried to take it from him. I looked inside, all it was were ashes.
Huh.
Well, I'm gonna be. What time is it currently?
Time for you to get a watch. It's about 4:30 probably. You guys probably patrol for at least 4 or 5 hours to get that much information.
Well, I got some extra time. I could take it to the Alliotech Labs.
Yep.
Or Kenzie's.
No.
Kenzie's right down the street.
Kenzie's right down the street, but would she be willing to help us for...
Oh, probably. Yeah, of course she would. Yeah. This is her university.
Mm-hmm.
She's
also very busy.
Unless you're asking her to run the tests, you're probably fine to use... Then you wouldn't even be using her lab. You'd be using a lab down in the criminology department. But I bet you could probably even ask one of the students there to help you.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're headed, Becky.
Cool. She says, "Well, I'm gonna suit back up, but because I figured that they would use my name to try and startle you guys, and it looks like it would have got at least one of you if they'd use my name." So she smiles. She smiles over at Bright Force.
I would love to spar with you
that sounds one day. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Let's wait until we get my life back together.
First. Okay, that's fair.
Okay. All right. So, excellent.
what the fuck? I'm sorry. All right, continue.
So, you guys head over to the criminology lab. She talks to Dynamo, walks in and says, "We need to use your facilities." Well, we have a lecture going on. Can we use the graduate labs? Of course you can. And they kind of hand wave it until you get to the lab. And inside there is one graduate student it's their job to watch the lab, make sure no one comes in and does anything dangerous.
They don't like me.
No explody.
They ask you to wait outside.
Okay. Cece, you want to go in?
Can Cece go in?
Cece's like, unless there's food in there, I'm gonna go sleep.
There's gonna be a brownie in there.
No, no. Here, see.
I mean, as a player, holy crap, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so much fun.
Character, no.
Write it out, weasel. All
right, so you guys.
It's only gonna be size large.
She looks at the graduate student in there. He says, "Hey, hi, I'm Tom. What do you need?"
We need supplies to help identify what chemical structures are within a food item.
We do that kind of stuff here. That's well, I mean, you may want to go into the food sciences lab if you're trying to get the structure of the food.
Well, it's just the source, what it might cause with a chemical change in the person.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want the powered stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. He pulls out a separate, like, he had like a tray of things in front of it, like beakers and stuff like that. He pushes that to the side. He pulls out a set of much nicer stuff. He says, "I'm only allowed to use it for testing powered things. I don't really have many. We didn't have many supers on campus that were around. I'll get to use this more later, but I'd like to test it out." He says, "If you want help, I can help."
All right.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is roll. If you'd like to, are you going to be making the roll? You're going to have him make the roll. I'm not going to tell you what his plus is.
I will make the roll with my plus 6.
Roll with advantage. He's going to assist. He says, "Yes, you're going to roll 3 times, and I want you to give me the lowest roll."
Of all 3, average?
Correct. Because that's if you effed it up.
23.
Okay.
20. 19 being the lowest.
There you go. You're fine. The threshold was 17.
We have a resident smart guy.
Mm-hmm. You do have a resident smart guy. You're very lucky.
Actually, our party is set. We have one guy that maxed out intelligence, one guy that maxed out wisdom, and one that maxed out charisma.
We'll be maxing out what wisdom hasn't.
And I maxed out in strength.
Yeah, and he also has dex covered. I also have dex covered.
I meant for the soft stats.
Hey, you're working on Constitution.
She's working on charisma as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on Constitution too.
Eventually.
Slowly.
All right, so eventually he figures out, he says, it's weird. This is obviously a power at work. This isn't just a regular, this is a regular brony. Blondie, sorry. He says, doesn't look particularly well made, but this is just a blondie. But there's, you see this? And inside the blondie, there is a thin blue powder that's spread throughout it. That looks like he tried to integrate into the blondie, but it didn't work. But it was obviously enough that it would work still. He says, I don't know what it's going to do. He says, do you want us to, I can run it through a scanner.
A mass spectrometer.
It doesn't work on powered stuff. It's very strange.
Magic don't generally.
Tech and magic don't play. He says,
Weasel's not there.
You know what? We have an alchemist.
That might even work better.
Let me call her. Anyway, he says, hey, Guinevere, I need you to come down to the tech lab. I know you don't like it, but your powers would be useful here. Yes, I'm willing to wait. Can you guys wait 15 minutes?
Yep.
They said they can wait 15 minutes. In game?
Yeah.
It's about like 5 o'clock, 5:15. Okay. Yeah. That probably took at least an hour. It's like almost 6 o'clock now.
Okay.
Time is advancing quickly, but... Things take time.
After 6 o'clock, it might actually be empowered. So this is a good thing.
Yeah.
So after a while, the
one of just like sitting out front of the lab.
You can hear everything being said. By the way.
They had you in.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I mentioned it, is that you guys are going to get separated, and I'd like you to be able to hear each other.
So Weasel is making smart-ass comments the whole time.
And turn up.
You go on your phone, you Tweezle, unless he enters in the code.
He's entering the code anyways.
Nope, that's not how I said. I have it filtered for Luna to give me the go-ahead.
All right, so after a little while, a woman in Guinevere arrives. She's probably 5'8". She's of average height, maybe a little bit taller, with kind of straggly red, not really well-done red hair, but it is like a bright red. And she says, well, and you look and she actually has a pin on her chest. Where the other guy has a beaker, she has a witch's hat.
By the way, I think my character would have gone to college here, so he might actually have known. Actually, I did write...
You didn't graduate college from here, did you?
I did.
Oh, young. Because they don't care how old you are.
Exactly.
In college.
Plus, I kind of had some help taking my way through,
but he didn't pass.
Yeah,
he didn't. Like, this isn't for me.
So you would have had at least a couple classes in these buildings. Wunderkind. Mm-hmm. You have Wunderkind.
I'm not supposed to tell them that.
Do you know Wunderkind? Do you know what that means?
No.
Wunderkind is a German word for a wonder child or a prodigy.
Okay.
You have Wunderkind, which is a fun word to say.
also wonderful. Easy to figure out what it means if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
Once it's been explained, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Especially knowing that German word for wonderful
is
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. It's Wun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's Volkswagen. moving on. So she comes in and she says, what do you have in this disgusting lab that I could care about? I don't like any of that new fangle. I'm trying to find the old ways.
So I go in to explain that the brownie supposedly gives super strength and growth. That there's this unidentified blue powder within.
There we go. That sounds interesting. She walks over to the blondie and which has been dissected down to where you have the powder, not totally isolated from it, but it is in like a little container with some blondie bits inside. She says, yeah, that's obviously alchemical or magic, even weird. All right, and she pulls out a little black cauldron in her palm and goes and slaps it, and it grows. Slaps it again. She puts it down, and then she snaps her fingers beneath it, and a little tiny like the create bonfire cantrip, but much smaller, appears below it. All right, she pulls out a pink liquid out of one of her pockets and pours it in. And she says, "All right, dump it in."
Okay.
You dump it in. You watch the blondie bitch get incinerated immediately as it touches the liquid, and it spins and spins. She says, "Transmutation magic. Well, that's probably not good. This doesn't just make you stronger. This turns you into something. If I had to guess, this would be. Hold on." She claps her hands, and a book appears in her hands. She's looking through it. It is a straight up D&D monster manual.
Yeah, I was gonna joke.
She flicks through it.
Do I recognize some of the stuff? I'm trying to pay attention.
Yeah, it's a fifth edition D&D monster. Like, she's looking at the book of what you're going to be fighting. You could potentially be fighting.
I try to memorize the set.
That wouldn't help you. It would mean nothing to your character.
It's a joke.
Flick. It looks like it would turn you into an Oni.
Okay, do I need a roll to know what an Oni is?
You have advantage on that. Because it's a giant, but it's monstrous enough, I'll give you advantage.
Oh, no, it's not an actual Oni. Never mind.
23.
So, he says, this had turned you into an Oni. No one ate this, right? I don't know how long it would last, either.
There's a drug dealer lacing them in brownies.
Also, athletes are using them at the college.
Oh, they wouldn't. Yeah, they would. Well, yep. They're dumb
boys. What are you talking about?
they're dumb boys. Of course they do that. Oh, my job's done. Neat. Thanks for showing me that. I appreciate it. If you need any other, alchemical help.
How do we deal with them? And also, is there a cure?
Any way to reverse it?
Oh, I have no idea. They're probably all different. Okay. She says, well, here's my card. And she pulls out a wooden placard. It's not even a card. It's a, like, quarter. It's like an eighth of an inch thick wooden placard she hands you. And it says Guinevere in, like, really fancy script. And below it says, Alchemist and Wizard. Alchemist and Witch.
I'm assuming she gives it to...
It's definitely you, because she can tell you've got mojo.
Except for I don't anymore.
You have more than they do.
Yeah. No.
Excuse me.
But you're outside.
But she kicks me on the way in, and I'm just like...
Well, ancestry, but...
I'm playing with shit outside. I mean, actually, no, I'm in a hallway, so never mind.
There are some really comfy chairs.
Oh. Well, I'm not sitting in them. I'm perched.
That is way less comfortable.
Yeah, but you would still have the benefit of sitting.
Hmm? But yeah, she says, okay, well, if you need me, I'll be not here. There is a phone number on there. She says, it's the only piece of technology I like. Cell phones.
What about this lab?
I have expected it to work like a sending stone.
Oh, that's way better. It is. It's a sending stone, but that like requires you to like charge it with magic to work it. So she only works with other people with mojo.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting outside juggling a firebolt.
I'm just thinking that you have like a little disposable coffee cup like on the ground, and then someone's passing by and they just drop some coins in your coffee cup, and you're like, hey.
I'm just imagining the spring.
Yeah, but we're sitting inside a building.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, so with that, she turns around and walks away.
You didn't? Okay, bye.
Yeah, she hands you the card and leaves.
She has no way of transforming them back, nor
powers. No, it's temporary.
Temporary?
It's always going to be temporary. That isn't powerful enough to do it to be permanent.
You were saying that it was permanent, though, I thought. Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, only if you take it after midnight.
This will come up later. I took it at like 12:01 a.m.
Hey, don't drink it after midnight. That's something with the moon, the way the world works. Don't take it right at midnight. There's something with how the world works and how the surge's energy refreshes and how it makes magic a little bit stronger at midnight, which might be enough to make it permanent. I hope not. That would be awful. They'd lose themselves.
Do you have any way to revert reverses at the current moment.
If you hit them hard enough, they'll go. They'll reverse as long as it's not. They haven't been that way at least an hour. I'm sorry, haven't been that way at least a minute. 10 rounds. Did you roll, or did I just put them down?
Both.
Ask me a question, then.
I was going to make a smart comment, but not anymore because of the roll.
Ah, gotcha. But yeah, and she flaunts around, she turns around, she says, bye, and then she nopes off.
Bye!
And then one goes, was she a bitch, or am I wrong?
There is nothing.
Just to you.
She was perfectly friendly to me.
She didn't like you.
Apparently not. No. Shit. It must be the tech suit.
I think so. It's okay, though.
It's a cool suit.
Okay.
Ology student.
I love Weasel. Now that we're done. And then...
I'm still not allowed inside.
Well, I know, but I'm just letting you know that we're probably going to come out soon.
Yeah, so Tom says, well, I'm sorry, I can't really help you anymore. Also, you used up all my stuff. To get rid of the material, she literally took the fire that was on the bottom, put it inside, and let it burn out. She says, looks like fire gets rid of it. She knocks off.
I like this plan.
But yeah, she walks away, she flaunts past, she says, you're doing magic, right? As she walks past with the firebolt.
Well, I'm assuming it, you know, starts with one firebolt juggling, and then it turns into two, and then two, and a weasel.
still makes them up.
She flicks you a different card. This is actually, like, a card, and it's just her number.
Somebody Ooh, you should have done magic!
How you doing?
Somebody got to date!
She says, okay, and then she's walked. It looks like she's sashaying a little more than she was when she walked in. Yeah. She was all business, now she's not. But she's a magophile. The fuck? She's attracted to magic. Like, I don't remember what that's called. It's got a word.
I ain't looking it up.
Not my search engine.
That's not going to be on my search results.
I'm assuming it's magophile. Magophile. Gave card to...
She gave away two cards.
Business card.
Yeah, except for I got the sending stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a phone number.
He can text her. You know?
You are cute.
Yeah. So yeah. I think I'm fine with ending right there. I think that was a little humor at the end. But yeah, you guys have your target. You know that this turns those different brownies turn them into different kinds of creatures. I'm good. Do you guys have any questions for me before we end, or any questions, comments, concerns, complaints? With that, it's time to end. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. And you can follow the podcast itself at RSCPod. You can email the podcast at RiversideCityPodcast@gmail.com. That's it. I'd really appreciate it if you guys... And if you would like to join us on Discord, and which is where we record, but won't be able to listen to that. DM me or the podcast on Twitter, and I will send you a link. Because I've been told putting Discord in the podcast description is a bad idea nowadays. I used to see it a lot, but I've checked. I don't see it anymore because bots are awful. All right, Colin, you got anything?
Nope. Have a nice night, everyone.
As the voice that has been missing from a lot of the back end of this podcast.
Well, I mean, the monks, what's he going to do in the science lab? Punch a beaker? I mean...
All right.
Some cans.
Rob, what do you got?
I got my Twitter account at RSCPodRob, and that's really it. That's it on.
Hey, I've been Mike. You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. Have a good one.
I've been Natalie, and I don't have anything for you.
All right, and with that, it's time to end. See you, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night, everyone. Bye.